Mary West on the bass. We like to say he's the best in his price range. And he's a multitasker too. Thank you, Gary. Do you all have any questions about the material so far? It's an interesting instrument because the three-finger roll is three notes, but most bluegrass music is over four. But it's really easy for banjo players to write things in odd time signatures, I think, because we're kind of thinking in patterns of three notes. So I've found that I've written things in odd time signatures without realizing that they were. In fact, that early on, that used to happen a lot. And then we kind of had a joke that, like, if something was in seven, it just was really an eight, but it had a back step. That's kind of how I explained it to John R., which kind of evolved into, you know, kind of different weird time things, like I seem to recall a fermata over a moon pie somehow represented some other kind of skit beat. But yeah, that's a really good question. I'm trying to think of something in an odd time signature. With the top of Magnificent Seven, that's a really good example. So we have a tune from Stolen Moments. And this is a melody that I came up with and kind of was working on it for a long time, and I kind of periodically bring it to the band, and we could never really figure out what the time signature was. And finally, and our drummer kept trying to count it, which is clearly the wrong approach to this. I think it was one of those things where you just kind of have to listen to it and learn the melody, and then it becomes really obvious. But I was sitting around with John Doyle one day, who's a great Irish guitar player, and he was just able to sort of play a rhythm part to it, and at that point it sort of coalesced. So we'll play a little bit of this, and I don't know what time signature it's in. Is it a fermata over a loop pie?
Yeah, I think it ends up being in seven. You can count it two different ways, but I think it's like a lot of phrases where the melody just makes it be in this funny time, and if you just kind of keep the melody in your head, it makes sense. Like, I don't think Allison sets out to write something in an odd meter on purpose. So
no, in fact, it's really hard for me to solo in an odd meter. John R. can do it incredibly easily, but it's easy for me to write melodies in an odd meter because, like I said, I think banjo kind of wants to go kind of crooked on y'all. So.